At Menninger's, Deborah was diagnosed with a major bipolar depression with suicidal impulses and started on medications. Prozac, an antidepressant, Tranexine, an anti-anxiety medication, and Klonopin, which acts as a calming agent on the nervous system, much like Valium. She would be there for only 4 days before she signed herself out. The medications Deborah was taking for her depression were definitely not drugs to be mixed with alcohol. There would be a synergistic effect that would greatly enhance the potency of all of them, sometimes to fatal levels. She assured her psychiatrist that she would not drink while she was on her meds. For the time Deborah was away, Mike was the parent who took care of their children. He hadn't worked since August 18th because of his illness, and he welcomed the chance to stay home with Tim, Lissa, and Kelly. It was a serene, happy time. He and the children got along better than they ever had. Without Deborah there to whip him and Tim into a froth of anger, the father and son seemed to get along well. He was in touch with Celeste often, more by phone than in person. Taking care of 3 children didn't leave much time for an affair. Weak from his series of violent gastrointestinal attacks, Mike remembered precisely which foods he had eaten before each incident. They were foods that Deborah had served him separately, rather than calling him to the table to eat with the family. And each time, the food had tasted slightly bitter. At the time, he'd explained that away. Now he had to know more. Mike pored over an early edition of Harrison's Principles of Internal Medicine. Castor beans were covered. Only it wasn't the bean itself that was so potentially deadly. It was the core. Freed from its protective hard coating, the inside of the castor bean could be ground into a substance known as ricin.